The open forum held at a monthly meeting of the Northern Berkshire Community Coalition in North Adams was attended by about 85 Berkshire County housing advocates and area residents. Though the discussion was largely focused on the need for increased affordable housing in the Northern Berkshires, the lack of available housing stock for low-income families is an ongoing issue throughout the region. A hot topic of the meeting was the need to raise the minimum wage. Brad Gordon, executive director of the Berkshire County Regional Housing Authority, said that in the past decade, the average rental rate in the Berkshires has increased dramatically, while the minimum wage has not.
They've gone up 53%, and wages have remained relatively stagnant. And that's why I think you see this increasing gap where 50% of renters in Berkshire County are rent burdened. 50% of the renters in Berkshire County are paying in excess of 30% of their income towards their rent. And when you look at those households, a lot of them are lower income households.
Neighboring New York recently enacted legislation to increase the minimum wage gradually, but Massachusetts is yet to tackle the issue. Catherine Yamamoto, chair of Williamstown's Affordable Housing Committee, said that she was struck by the level of need demonstrated for affordable housing in the Berkshires, including in towns with a high median household income.
The thing that impressed me listening to all these service providers from Berkshire County is the level of need in Berkshire County. And even in a town like Williamstown, where the median income is in the $70,000 range.
A special town meeting will be held on April 24th in Williamstown to determine if the town will zone conservation land for the future development of a new affordable housing complex. Williamstown has demonstrated a strengthened need for affordable housing since the majority of the Spruces Mobile Home Park was destroyed in 2011 by Tropical Storm Irene. Kathy Kieser works for Caleb Group, a company that operates Mohawk Forest Apartments, an affordable housing complex in North Adams. Kieser said that just the wait list for subsidized housing often shuts low-income families out of finding a place to live.
We have about 125 people on the wait list. Alone on the subsidized housing wait list for two-bedroom, there's 55 people as of today.
Attendees also brainstormed ways to rehabilitate vacant housing stock and focused on the need for more public transitional assistance dollars to help individuals move out of subsidized housing. The lack of adequate public transportation in rural areas was also a topic of discussion. Peter Carman, a North Adams resident who shared his own stories of homelessness and trials finding suitable housing, said the discussion was helpful, but he'd like to see it brought to a wider audience.
Those who are really being wounded by the housing situation, by the lack of affordable housing, by the lack of support, those stories need to be brought into the foreground.
Amy Casala, a senior planner at the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission, said that the details from the discussion will be used in developing a countywide housing assessment to further help the Berkshires meet their housing needs.
We're doing a fair housing equity assessment where we're really going to be looking at a lot of data and analyzing housing needs across the county. We really want to have a solid affordable housing strategy for the entire county through this process.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.